into his presence, would I enter now? Into his presence, would I enter now? This is a day of silence and of trust. It is a special time of promise in your calendar of days. It is a time heaven is set apart to shine upon and cast a timeless light upon this day when echoes of eternity are heard. This day is holy, for it ushers in a new experience, a different kind of feeling and awareness. You have spent long days and nights in celebrating death. Today, you will learn to feel the joy of life. Into his presence, would I enter now? This is another crucial turning point in the curriculum. We add a new dimension now, a fresh experience that sheds a light on all that we have learned already and prepares us for what we have yet to learn. It brings us to the door where learning ceases, and we catch a glimpse of what lies past the highest reaches it can possibly attain. It leaves us there an instant, and we go beyond it, sure of our direction and our only goal. Into his presence, would I enter now? Today it will be given you to feel a touch of heaven, though you will return to paths of learning. Yet you have come far enough along the way to alter time sufficiently to rise above its laws and walk into eternity a while. This you will learn to do increasingly as every lesson, faithfully rehearsed, brings you more swiftly to this holy place and leaves you, for a moment, to your true self. Into his presence, would I enter now? He will direct your practicing today, for what you ask for now is what he wills. And having joined your will with his this day, what you are asking must be given you. Into his presence, would I enter now? Nothing is needed but today's idea to light your mind and let it rest in still anticipation and in quiet joy, wherein you quickly leave the world behind. Into his presence, would I enter now? From this day forth, your ministry takes on a genuine devotion and a glow that travels from your fingertips to those you touch and blesses those you look upon. A vision reaches everyone you meet and everyone you think of or who thinks of you. For your experience today will so transform your mind that it becomes the touchstone for the holy thoughts of God. Into his presence, would I enter now? Your body will be sanctified today, its only purpose being now to bring the vision of what you experience this day to light the world. We cannot give experience like this directly, yet it leaves a vision in our eyes which we can offer everyone, that he may come the sooner to the same experience in which the world is quietly forgot and heaven is remembered for a while. Into his presence, would I enter now? As this experience increases and all goals but this become of little worth, the world to which you will return becomes a little closer to the end of time, a little more like heaven in its ways, a little nearer its deliverance. And you, who bring it light, will come to see the light more sure, the vision more distinct. The time will come when you will not return in the same form in which you now appear, for you will have no need of it. Yet now, it has a purpose and will serve it well. Into his presence would I enter now. Today we will embark upon a course you have not dreamed of, but the Holy One, the giver of the happy dreams of life, translator of perception into truth, the holy guide to heaven given you, has dreamed for you this journey, which you make and start today, with the experience this day holds out to you to be your own. Into his presence would I enter now. Into his presence would I enter now. Into Christ's presence will we enter now, serenely unaware of everything except his shining face and perfect love. Into his presence would we enter now. God goes with me wherever I go. God goes with me wherever I go. This idea will eventually overcome completely the sense of loneliness and abandonment all the separated ones experience. God goes with me wherever I go. Depression is an inevitable consequence of separation. So are anxiety, worry, a deep sense of helplessness, misery, suffering, an intense fear of loss. The separated ones have invented many cures for what they believe to be the ills of the world. But the one thing they do not do is to question the reality of the problem. Yet its effects cannot be cured because the problem is not real. God goes with me wherever I go. This idea has the power to end all this foolishness forever, and foolishness it is, despite the serious and tragic forms it may take. Deep within you is everything that is perfect, ready to radiate through you and out into the world. It will cure all sorrow and pain and fear and loss, because it will heal the mind that thought these things were real and suffered out of its allegiance to them. God goes with me wherever I go. You can never be deprived of your perfect holiness, because its source goes with you wherever you go. You can never suffer, because the source of all joy goes with you wherever you go. You can never be alone, because the source of all life goes with you wherever you go. Nothing can destroy your peace of mind because God goes with you wherever you go. We understand that you do not believe all this. How could you? When the truth is hidden deep within, under a heavy cloud of insane thoughts, dense and obscuring, yet representing all you see. Today, we will make our first real attempt to get past this dark and heavy cloud and go through it to the light beyond. Repeat the idea very slowly. God goes with me wherever I go. God goes with me wherever I go. Then make no effort to think of anything. Try instead to get a sense of turning inward, past all the idle thoughts of the world. Try to enter very deeply into your own mind, keeping it clear of any thoughts that might divert your attention. God goes with me wherever I go. God goes with me wherever I go. Try to sink down and inward, away from the world and all the foolish thoughts of the world. God goes with me wherever I go. You are trying to reach past all these things. You are trying to leave appearances and approach reality. God goes with me wherever I go. It is quite possible to reach God. In fact, it is very easy, because it is the most natural thing in the world. You might even say it is the only natural thing in the world. The way will open if you believe that it is possible. God goes with me wherever I go. Throughout the day, use this idea often, repeating it very slowly. God goes with me wherever I go. Think of what you are saying, what the words mean. God goes with me wherever I go. Concentrate on the holiness that they imply about you. God goes with me wherever I go. On the unfailing companionship that is yours. God goes with me wherever I go. On the complete protection that surrounds you. God goes with me wherever I go. You can indeed afford to laugh at fear thoughts, remembering that God goes with you wherever you go. Thank you. God is the strength in which I trust. God is the strength in which I trust. If you are trusting in your own strength, you have every reason to be apprehensive, anxious, and fearful. What can you predict or control? What is there in you that can be counted on? What would give you the ability to be aware of all the facets of any problem and to resolve them in such a way that only good can come of it? What is there in you that gives you the recognition of the right solution and the guarantee that it will be accomplished? Of yourself, you can do none of these things. To believe that you can is to put your trust where trust is unwarranted, and to justify fear, anxiety, depression, anger, and sorrow. Who can put his faith in weakness and feel safe? Yet who can put his faith in strength and feel weak? God is the strength in which I trust. God is the strength in which I trust. God is your safety in every circumstance. His voice speaks for him in all situations and in every aspect of all situations, telling you exactly what to do to call upon his strength and his protection. God is the strength in which I trust. There are no exceptions because God has no exceptions. And the voice which speaks for him thinks as he does. God is the strength in which I trust. We will try to reach past your own weakness to the source of real strength. Let us repeat the idea. God is the strength in which I trust. Then spend a moment in searching for situations in your life which you have invested with fear, dismissing each one by telling yourself, God is the strength in which I trust. God is the strength in which I trust. Now try to slip past all concerns related to your own sense of inadequacy. It is obvious that any situation that causes you concern is associated with feelings of inadequacy, for otherwise you would believe that you could deal with the situation successfully. It is not by trusting yourself that you will gain confidence, but the strength of God in you is successful in all things. God is the strength in which I trust. The recognition of your own frailty is a necessary step in the correction of your errors, but it is hardly a sufficient one in giving you the confidence which you need and to which you are entitled. You must also gain an awareness that confidence in your real strength is fully justified in every respect and in all circumstances. God is the strength in which I trust. Try to reach down into your mind to a place of real safety. You will recognize that you have reached it if you feel a sense of deep peace, however briefly. God is the strength in which I trust. Let go all the trivial things that churn and bubble on the surface of your mind.
and reach down and below them to the kingdom of heaven. God is the strength in which I trust. There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where nothing is impossible. There is a place in you where the strength of God abides. God is the strength in which I trust. Repeat the idea often. Use it as your answer to any disturbance. God is the strength in which I trust. God is the strength in which I trust. Remember that peace is your right, because you are giving your trust to the strength of God. God is the strength in which I trust. God is the strength in which I trust. I could see peace instead of this. I could see peace instead of this. This idea begins to describe the conditions that prevail in the other way of seeing. Peace of mind is clearly an internal matter. It must begin with your own thoughts and then extend outward. It is from your peace of mind that a peaceful perception of the world arises. I could see peace instead of this. Search your mind for fear thoughts, anxiety-provoking situations, offending personalities or events, or anything else about which you are harboring unloving thoughts. Note them all casually, repeating the idea slowly. I could see peace instead of this. I could see peace instead of this. Watch them arise in your mind, and let each one go, to be replaced by the next. I could see peace instead of this. I could see peace instead of this. If you begin to experience difficulty in thinking of specific subjects, simply continue to repeat the idea to yourself in an unhurried manner. I could see peace instead of this. I could see peace instead of this. This thought should be said whenever you feel your peace of mind is threatened in any way. The purpose is to protect yourself from temptation throughout the day. If a specific form of temptation arises in your awareness, say, I could see peace in this situation, instead of what I now see in it. I could see peace instead of this. If the inroads on your peace of mind take the form of more generalized, adverse emotions, such as depression, anxiety, or worry, simply say, I could see peace instead of this. I could see peace instead of this. Or say, I can replace my feelings of depression, anxiety, or worry with peace. I could see peace instead of this. I could see peace instead of this. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. Here is the answer to every problem that will confront you today, tomorrow, and throughout time. I am sustained by the love of God. In this world, you believe that you are sustained by everything but God. Your faith is placed in the most trivial and insane symbols: pills, money, protective clothing, influence, prestige, being liked, knowing the right people, and an endless list of forms of nothingness that you endow with magical powers. All these things are your replacements for the love of God. All these things are cherished to ensure a body identification. They are songs of praise to the ego. Do not put your faith in the worthless. It will not sustain you. I am sustained by the love of God. Only the love of God will protect you in all circumstances. It will lift you out of every trial and raise you high above all the perceived dangers of this world into a climate of perfect peace and safety. I am sustained by the love of God. It will transport you into a state of mind that nothing can threaten, nothing can disturb, and where nothing can intrude upon the eternal calm of the Son of God. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. Put not your faith in illusions. They will fail you. Put all your faith in the love of God within you, eternal, changeless, and forever unfailing. This is the answer to whatever confronts you today. I am sustained by the love of God. Through the love of God within you, you can resolve all seeming difficulties without effort and ensure confidence. Tell yourself this often today. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. It is a declaration of release from the belief in idols. I am sustained by the love of God. It is your acknowledgement of the truth about yourself. I am sustained by the love of God. Now sink deep into your consciousness. Repeat the thought slowly. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. Allow peace to flow over you like a blanket of protection and surety. I am sustained by the love of God. Let no idle and foolish thoughts enter to disturb the holy mind of the Son of God. I am sustained by the love of God. Such is the kingdom of heaven. Such is the resting place where your Father has placed you forever. I am sustained by the love of God. I am sustained by the love of God. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. Who is the light of the world except God's Son? This then is merely a statement of the truth about yourself. It is the opposite of a statement of pride, of arrogance, or of self-deception. It does not describe the self-concept you have made. It does not refer to any of the characteristics with which you have endowed your idols. It refers to you as you were created by God. It simply states the truth. I am the light of the world. To the ego, this idea is the epitome of self-glorification. But the ego does not understand humility, mistaking it for self-debasement. Humility consists of accepting your role in salvation and in taking no other. I am the light of the world. It is not humility to insist you cannot be the light of the world if that is the function God assigned to you. It is only arrogance that would assert this function cannot be for you, and arrogance is always of the ego. I am the light of the world. True humility requires that you accept today's idea because it is God's voice which tells you it is true. I am the light of the world. This is a beginning step in accepting your real function on earth. I am the light of the world. It is a giant stride toward taking your rightful place in salvation. I am the light of the world. It is a positive assertion of your right to be saved and an acknowledgement of the power that is given you to save others. I am the light of the world. You will want to think about this idea as often as possible today. It is the perfect answer to all illusions and therefore to all temptation. It brings all the images you have made about yourself to the truth and helps you depart in peace, unburdened and certain of your purpose. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. That is my only function. That is why I am here. I am the light of the world. Be sure to both begin and end the day by repeating this thought. I am the light of the world. Thus you will awaken with an acknowledgement of the truth about yourself, reinforce it throughout the day, and turn to sleep as you reaffirm your function and your only purpose here. I am the light of the world. That is my only function. That is why I am here. This idea goes far beyond the ego's petty views of what you are and what your purpose is. You are the light of the world. God has built his plan for the salvation of his Son on you. I am the light of the world. That is my only function. That is why I am here. I am the light of the world. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. It is your forgiveness that will bring the world of darkness to the light. It is your forgiveness that lets you recognize the light in which you see. Forgiveness is the demonstration that you are the light of the world. Through your forgiveness, does the truth about yourself return to your memory? Therefore, in your forgiveness lies your salvation. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. Illusions about yourself and the world are one. That is why all forgiveness is a gift to yourself. Your goal is to find out who you are, having denied your identity by attacking creation and its creator. Now, you are learning how to remember the truth. for this attack must be replaced by forgiveness, so that thoughts of life may replace thoughts of death. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. Remember that in every attack, you call upon your own weakness, while each time you forgive, you call upon the strength of Christ in you. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. Do you not then begin to understand what forgiveness will do for you? It will remove all sense of weakness, strain, and fatigue from your mind. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. Forgiveness will take away all fear and guilt and pain. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. Forgiveness will restore the invulnerability and power God gave His Son to your awareness. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. Let us be glad to begin and end this day by practicing this idea, and to use it as frequently as possible throughout the day. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. Remembering this will help to make the day as happy for you as God wants you to be. And it will help those around you, as well as those who seem to be far away in space and time, to share this happiness with you. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. As often as you can, closing your eyes if possible, say to yourself, forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. I would fulfill my function that I may be happy. Forgiveness is my function as the light of the world. I rest in God. I rest in God. We ask for rest today, and quietness unshaken by the world's appearances. We ask for peace and stillness in the midst of all the turmoil born of clashing dreams. We ask for safety and for happiness, although we seem to look on danger and on sorrow. And we have the thought that will answer our asking with what we request. I rest in God. I rest in God. This thought will bring to you the rest and quiet, peace and stillness, and the safety and the happiness you seek. I rest in God. This thought has power to wake the sleeping truth in you, whose vision sees beyond appearances to that same truth in everyone and everything there is. I rest in God. Here is the end of suffering for all the world, and everyone who ever came and yet will come to linger for a while. Here is the thought in which the Son of God is born again to recognize himself. I rest in God. Completely undismayed, this thought will carry you through storms and strife, past misery and pain, past loss and death, and onward to the certainty of God. I rest in God. There is no suffering it cannot heal. There is no problem that it cannot solve. And no appearance but will turn to truth before the eyes of you who rest in God. I rest in God. This is the day of peace. You rest in God. And while the world is torn by winds of hate, your rest remains completely undisturbed. Yours is the rest of truth. Appearances cannot intrude on you. You call to all to join you in your rest, and they will hear and come to you because you rest in God. They will not hear another voice than yours because you gave your voice to God, and now you rest in him and let him speak through you. I rest in God. I rest in God. In him, you have no cares and no concerns, no burdens, no anxiety, no pain, no fear of future, and no past regrets. In timelessness, you rest, while time goes by without its touch upon you, for your rest can never change in any way at all. I rest in God. You rest today and allow yourself to sink into stillness. I rest in God. I rest in God. Let these periods of rest and respite reassure your mind that all its frantic fantasies were but the dreams of fever that has passed away. Let it be still and thankfully accept its healing. I rest in God. I rest in God. Each time you take your rest today, a tired mind is suddenly made glad. A bird with broken wings begins to sing. A stream long dry begins to flow again. The world is born again each time you rest, and hourly remember that you came to bring the peace of God into the world, that it might take its rest along with you. I rest in God. With each moment that you rest today, the world is near awaking. And the time when rest will be the only thing there is comes closer to all worn and tired minds, too weary now to go their way alone. And they will hear the bird begin to sing and see the stream begin to flow again with hope reborn and energy restored, to walk with lightened steps along the road that suddenly seems easy as they go. I rest in God. You rest within the peace of God today and call upon your brothers from your rest to draw them to their rest along with you. You will be faithful to your trust today, forgetting no one, bringing everyone into the boundless circle of your peace, the holy sanctuary where you rest. I rest in God. I rest in God. You rest within the peace of God today, quiet and unafraid. Each brother comes to take his rest and offer it to you. We rest together here, for thus our rest is made complete. And what we give today, we have received already. Time is not the guardian of what we give today. We give to those unborn and to those passed by, to every thought of God, and to the mind in which these thoughts were born and where they rest. And we remind them of their resting place each time we tell ourselves, I rest in God. I rest in God. I rest in God. I am as God created me. I am as God created me. We will repeat this idea from time to time, for this one thought would be enough to save you and the world if you believed that it is true. I am as God created me. Its truth would mean that you have made no changes in yourself that have reality, nor changed the universe so that what God created was replaced by fear and evil, misery and death. If you remain as God created you, fear has no meaning, evil is not real, and misery and death do not exist. I am as God created me. This idea is therefore all you need to let complete correction heal your mind and give you perfect vision that will heal all the mistakes that any mind has made at any time or place. I am as God created me. This idea is enough to heal the past and make the future free. I am as God created me. This idea is enough to let the present be accepted as it is. I am as God created me. This idea is enough to let time be the means for all the world to learn escape from time and every change that time appears to bring in passing by. I am as God created me. If you remain as God created you, appearances cannot replace the truth. Health cannot turn to sickness. Nor can death be substitute for life, or fear for love, all this has not occurred if you remain as God created you. I am as God created me. You need no thought but just this one, to let redemption come to light the world and free it from the past. I am as God created me. In this one thought is all the past undone, the present saved to quietly extend into a timeless future. If you are as God created you, then there has been no separation of your mind from His, no split between your mind and other minds, and only unity within your own. I am as God created me. The healing power of this idea is limitless. It is the birthplace of all miracles, the great restorer of the truth to the awareness of the world. Practice this idea with gratitude. I am as God created me. I am as God created me. This is the truth that comes to set you free. This is the truth that God has promised you. This is the word in which all sorrow ends. I am as God created me. I am as God created me. I walk with God in perfect holiness. I walk with God in perfect holiness. This idea but states the simple truth that makes the thought of sin impossible. I walk with God in perfect holiness. It promises that there is no cause for guilt, and being causeless, it does not exist. It follows surely from the basic thought that ideas leave not their source. If this be true, how can you be apart from God? How could you walk the world alone and separate from your source? We are not inconsistent in the thoughts that we present. Truth must be true throughout, if it be true. It cannot contradict itself, nor be in parts uncertain and in others sure. You cannot walk the world apart from God, because you could not be without Him. He is what your life is. Where you are, He is. There is one life. That life you share with Him. Nothing can be apart from Him and live. I walk with God in perfect holiness. Yet where God is, there must be holiness as well as life. No attribute of His remains unshared by everything that lives. What lives is holy as Himself, because what shares His life is part of holiness and could no more be sinful than the sun could choose to be of ice, the sea elect to be apart from water, or the grass to grow with roots suspended in the air. I walk with God in perfect holiness. There is a light in you which cannot die, whose presence is so holy that the world is sanctified. The light in you is what the universe longs to behold. All living things are still before you, for they recognize who walks with you. I walk with God in perfect holiness. This is the way salvation works. As you step back, the light in you steps forward and encompasses the world. I walk with God in perfect holiness. It heralds not the end of sin and punishment and death. In lightness and in laughter is sin gone, because its quaint absurdity is seen. It is a foolish thought, a silly dream, not frightening, ridiculous perhaps, but who would waste an instant in approach to God Himself for such a senseless whim? Yet you have wasted many, many years on just this foolish thought. The past is gone, with all its fantasies. They keep you bound no longer. The approach to God is near, and in the little interval of doubt that still remains, you may perhaps lose sight of your holy companion and mistaken for the senseless ancient dream that now is past. Who walks with me? This question should be asked 1,000 times a day till certainty has ended doubting and established peace. Who walks with me? Today, let doubting cease. God speaks for you in answering your question with these words: I walk with God in perfect holiness. I walk with God in perfect holiness. I walk with God in perfect holiness. I feel the love of God within me now. I feel the love of God within me now. There is a light in you the world cannot perceive, and with its eyes you will not see this light, for you are blinded by the world. yet you have eyes to see it. It is there for you to look upon. It was not placed in you to be kept hidden from your sight. This light is a reflection of the thought we practice now. I feel the love of God within me now. To feel the love of God within you is to see the world anew, shining in innocence, alive with hope, and blessed with perfect charity and love. Who could feel fear in such a world as this? It welcomes you, rejoices that you came, and sings your praises as it keeps you safe from every form of danger and of pain. It offers you a warm and gentle home in which to stay a while. It blesses you throughout the day and watches through the night as silent guardian of your holy sleep. It sees salvation in you and protects the light in you in which it sees its own. I feel the love of God within me now. This is the world the love of God reveals. It is so different from the world you see through darkened eyes of malice and of fear. Only one world can be perceived at all. The other one is wholly meaningless. A world in which forgiveness shines on everything and peace offers its gentle light to everyone is inconceivable to those who see a world of hatred rising from attack, poised to avenge, to murder, and destroy. Yet is the world of hatred equally unseen and inconceivable to those who feel God's love in them? I feel the love of God within me now. What would you see? The choice is given you, but learn and do not let your mind forget this law of seeing. You will look upon that which you feel within. If hatred finds a place within your heart, you will perceive a fearful world held cruelly in death's sharp-pointed bony fingers. If you feel the love of God within you, you will look out on a world of mercy and of love. I feel the love of God within me now. Today we pass illusions as we seek to reach what is true in us and feel its all-embracing tenderness. I feel the love of God within me now. Simply do this. Be still and lay aside all thoughts of what you are and what God is. All concepts you have learned about the world, all images you hold about yourself. Empty your mind of everything it thinks is either true or false or good or bad, of every thought it judges worthy, and all the ideas of which it is ashamed. Hold on to nothing. Do not bring with you one thought the past has taught, nor one belief you ever learned before from anything. Forget this world. Forget this course. And come with holy, empty hands unto your God. I feel the love of God within me now. Is it not God who knows the way to you? You need not know the way to Him. Your part is simply to allow all obstacles that you have interposed between the Son and God the Father to be quietly removed forever. God will do His part in joyful and immediate response. I feel the love of God within me now. Ask and receive, but do not make demands nor point the road to God by which he should appear to you. The way to reach him is merely to let him be. For in that way is your reality proclaimed as well. I feel the love of God within me now. And so today, we do not choose the way in which we go to God, but we do choose to let him come. And with this choice, we rest. And in our quiet hearts and open minds, his love will blaze its pathway of itself. I feel the love of God within me now. God knows his Son and knows the way to him. He does not need his Son to show him how to find his way. Through every open door, God's love shines outward from its home within and lightens up the world in innocence. I feel the love of God within me now. I feel the love of God within me now. Father, we do not know the way to you, but we have called, and you have answered us. We will not interfere. Salvation's ways are not our own, for they belong to you, and it is unto you we look for them. Our hands are open to receive your gifts. We have no thoughts we think apart from you, and cherish no beliefs of what we are or who created us. Yours is the way that we would find and follow. And we ask but that your will, which is our own as well, be done in us and in the world, that it become a part of heaven now. Amen.